Number one means you're always on top. You're on the number one.
I'm Evan Maindonald, CEO of Melt Property.
I'm Andrew Ward. I'm the founder of Solomon New Homes.
I'm Kavitha Vipulanda, and I'm the director and founder of Allura.
I'm Lloyd Edge from Oz Property Professionals.
I'm Sim Secon, MD of Legal for Landlords, and you're listening to The Naked Property Investor.
Coming up on this week's Naked Property Investor.
Now, the key to building a robust property portfolio is that you need to have strong capital growth fairly quickly so that you can leverage it into your second property, third property, fourth property.
And also,
so if you are in a position to invest, you almost have a responsibility to continue that supply for people to have a roof over their head.
My name is Lauren Howard. I'm the president of Prime Plus Mortgages, which is an Arizona hard money lender, and I'm here with the Naked Property Investor.
From the Property Investor Studios, welcome to the Naked Property Investor with your host, Kizzy Nkwacha.
Kizzy is the publisher of the Property Investor magazine, Money and Finance, and Business Game Changer. Kizzy is also the editor of the successful Property Investment book series and the founder of the Property Wall of Fame. Every week, Kizzy and his guests provide you with the vital tools you need to take your property business to the next level. Now, meet your host, your mentor, and the godfather of all things property, Kizzy Nkwacha.
Hello and welcome to The Naked Property Investor. Susan Farquhar is widely regarded as one of Australia's leading experts in investment property. She's been listed in the top 10 property specialists in Australia. She's won the Chamber of Commerce Award for Excellence in Innovation, and she's also been featured in the book 50 Unsung Heroes of Australian Business. In just a few minutes, I'll be talking to Susan to uncover her secrets of property investment success. Stay tuned. I'm Andrew Ward. I'm the founder of Solomon New Homes, and you're listening to The Naked Property Investor.
Hello, Kizzy. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners. My name is Trent Cripps, and I'm the Director of Property at Your Future Strategy. Your Future Strategy is a national financial, property and tax advisory firm based in Australia. We hope you're all keeping safe and well during these challenging times. The one key piece of advice I'd like to offer someone who wants to become a successful property investor is, before you even start looking at any potential investments, is to develop a well-defined written property investment strategy. You need a strategy, people. Unfortunately, most people tend to overlook this, because they're in simply too much of a rush to buy their first investment. This is why most property investors don't succeed or invest in more than one property. And the reality is, one property is probably not going to be enough to achieve your dream life. Before you even start, it's important to ask yourself some key questions. Always start with the end in mind. For example, are you investing for financial support or early retirement, to improve your standard of living, your lifestyle, or for tax benefits, just to name a few? Detail to include in your strategy would be your goals, your risk profile, your financial capacity. What's your number? What is your goal financial freedom number, and by what age do you want to achieve it? Things like property types and versus investment objectives. Location, the all-important location. You've got to analyze the numbers, and you've certainly got to have an exit strategy as well. My recommendation is, once you've clearly defined all this into a written investment strategy, only then, if you have the capacity, should you commence looking and doing due diligence on a specific property with a view to purchasing and starting your investment portfolio. Don't buy on an emotion, stick to your strategy, and it's all about the numbers and the potential of the property. And if you need to, don't be afraid to seek help from a professional property advisor, because mistakes in property can be costly. Good luck with your investing.
Thank you and welcome to The Naked Property Investor. I'm joined today by Susan Farquhar, founder of Keller Property. Over the years, Susan's dedicated her business to helping people make better financial choices. Susan, it's great to have you join me.
Thanks, Kizzy. Great to join you as well.
I'm just going over your CV and wow, talk about interesting reading. Your list of achievements, it says top 10 property specialist in Australia, a contributing author to Insider's Know How Property Investment Australia, the Chamber of Commerce Award for Excellence in Innovation, and the list goes on and on and on. Let's go back a few years. Susan, how did you get started as a business?
That's a great question, Kizzy. And This is a really great story of, you know, turning something really bad into something great. So when I was, by the time I was 26 years old, I owned 6 investment properties. I first started investing when I was 21 years old. But I didn't have a huge amount of guidance in that regard in my life. And so I just, in Australia, there's a very strong sense of invest in property and you'll be fine. You know, there's that phrase, safe as houses. But I found out quite quickly when things took a bit of a harder turn in my life that that's not necessarily true. So when I was about 26, I had 3 life-changing events happen over the following 3 years. And in that time, I really had to reassess the properties that I had invested in. And I realized that I knew absolutely nothing about property. And I made the mistake that the majority of investors make, which is to invest in where they think they know. Now, when you really think about what you know about property, a lot of investors invest in the property as if they were going to live in it themselves. They're never going to live in it themselves. They're not buying a house. They're buying an asset class. So you really need to be able to assess the performance of a property, the cash flow before and after tax, the compound interest, the expected capital growth in the short term, and understanding a whole lot of variables that I just had absolutely no concept of. So by the time I was 28, 29, I had to sell down most of my properties, some of those at a loss, because I just could not afford the debt. I wasn't getting the rental income that I didn't even expect anything, so I really didn't know. So fast forward another 10 years, my life is back on track, I've got some money to invest, and I knew that property was the right asset class for me. I'm quite conservative and I'm quite risk averse when it comes to investment, and investing on the stock market was not going to be the right fit for me because I don't like the idea of, I mean, look at what's happening now or what's happening in a GFC or during a war, you know, massive, that you can have just such massive shocks to your investments. Whereas property, yes, of course you can have shocks to your investment, but the reality is people always need somewhere to live. People don't always need to buy washing powder or Cocoa Pops or, I don't know, you know, any other asset class. So, it made me really go back to and go, okay, I've got some money to invest now. How do I want to do that? And I knew that I still felt that property was the right asset class for me, but I needed to know what I didn't know 10 years before. So that's when I started researching property in a different way, property as a performance. And by then I had a degree in international relations, so I had a bit of a concept of research and what good research practices were. I had my qualifications in financial planning, so I understood money markets better and asset classes. And then I thought, okay, let me see what I don't know. So I started with 20 points of research. And that has now expanded to a research methodology called Keller Property Insights that incorporates 130 points of research.
Every time I hear your name mentioned, somebody invariably says Keller Insights, a holistic and diligent approach to building an investment portfolio. What does this mean in practice?
Okay, so there are 3 key areas of Keller Property Insights. The first area is the macroeconomic or the macro research. We start with the economy. Is the economy strong and diversified enough to support strong capital growth? We look at employment. What's the unemployment rates? If you've got really high unemployment rates, it's going to make it very difficult for people to pay a good market rate for your property. We look at the population, demographics, the infrastructure projects, as well as money supply. If interest rates are very high, then it's going to make it very hard for investors to invest in the market. So that's not ideal. So that's essentially, in a nutshell, that they're the macro research, but there's a lot more behind that, you know, those key subjects. The micro research is about, getting the timing right. So Color Property Insights is about pinpointing the right property in the right place at the right time. The macro research is about getting the timing of the market right. The micro research is getting the rental stability right. So who wants to live there? So if you're investing in a suburban family area, then probably investing in a one-bedroom apartment is not really going to be the best investment for you. You're better off investing in a large house. But if you're investing in an inner city or in a inner city suburb, then a one-bedroom apartment, two-bedroom apartment, three, a townhouse development might be a better option for you. And that really what we're looking at there is what kind of amenity does your potential tenant value. So if you're looking at a one-bedroom apartment, for example, you're not going to have the space for a gym and a swimming pool and a backyard, but you may well want to have a dog or a cat. Pet ownership is increasingly popular around the world. You want to be close to public transport. You need to have good internet access. You want to be close to parks and also really cool cafes and pubs, maybe a full service gym. So, and probably not a big shopping center, but a little shopping center that you can drop in and grab a few things on your way home. So that gives you an idea of, that type of tenant, because essentially your tenant is going to be paying for your investment. So once we've understood who the tenant is likely to be and what's the best kind of property, which is the right property in the right place at the right time, we then conduct due diligence on who is building in the area and finding out what their specifications are, their levels of inclusion, what their reputation is. A whole lot of things. Are they generational builders? Do they understand the local area? So that's kind of in a nutshell how Color Property Insights functions.
So in reality, it's a very holistic approach to this property investment.
Correct. It takes, and also when we do our recommendations, so the process with Color Property is our client, we do a Color Property discovery session with our client where we get to understand their strategy. So what are they trying to achieve? Most of our clients are wanting to achieve security and retirement, as well as tax minimization. They like property because you can leverage it. So you can borrow up to 95% and in some cases up to 100%. And also succession planning can be important for people as well, so that they can pass property down to their kids or grandkids. So that's how the Color Property Discovery session works, and they get to find out more about what our process is. Then we go away and look at what is the best property that we have sanctioned, if you like, into our portfolio, and we match those properties with our clients, and that is the Color Property Evaluation. And that's where they really get to see the research in action. So if I'm recommending a certain city, they'll see all of the drivers of capital growth in that city that I've identified. But it's not just about what the property looks like or what the location is like. We then do the cash flow for our clients before and after tax, so they know exactly how much this property is going to cost them. It might be cash flow positive, it might be cash flow negative, but if it's, if you've got busy professionals that are on a lot of money and have a lot of money to spare, if a property costs them $10 a week, they probably won't notice, right? That's two coffees or a couple of coffees here and there, or maybe lunch. But if it costs them $100 a week, we need to make sure that that's something that they can afford. And if they can't, it doesn't matter what that property looks like. It's not the right property for them. Then we have other properties that might be cash flow negative before tax, but cash flow positive after tax. And in that case, we need to talk to their accountants about how they're going to manage that process and make sure that they get all the tax deductions that they can.
Let's go back a few years and just tell me a bit more about the early years of Color Property. I'm fascinated by this. And I was wondering, what were the initial challenges you faced when getting Calla Property off the ground, and how did you overcome them?
That's a really great question. I guess I had been operating Calla Property in my own way before I commercialized it. So Calla, the letters in Calla, C-A-L-L-A, are actually the letters of the names in the people in my family, because I wanted that to form the value proposition of my company, not just then, but forever. And now, actually, we use that that value proposition for a whole lot of other reasons. We've coined a term, or our catchphrase, if you like, is building your dreams. So building your dreams is a 360 approach. So it's not just building your dreams in the obvious way for our clients, but our clients are also building ours. And I've actually now incorporated that into every aspect of my business. Because building your dreams was about building the dreams for my friends and family. And I had actually been recommending, I got back on my feet right after losing everything when I was younger. I got back on my feet because of Calla Property Insights. And I was able to help other friends and family invest in property really well. And as that started to perform, they said, can you help my friends? Can you help my family? And I thought, you know what, this is a really good opportunity to commercialize this and turn it into a business. I had been in business and an entrepreneur since I was very young, so it was a fairly easy thing for me to pivot into. I've now incorporated that idea of building your dreams into a full 360, where we now hire on that, we fire on that, we promote on that. I've had employees want to leave because they're not in the right position or it's not what they thought Calla Property was going to be for them. And I've said to them, look, building your dreams is inherent to everything that I do. So I know a lot of people, if I'm not building your dreams through Calla Property, show me how I can through another way. It might be that, and I've had one employee who just wasn't happy in the role that she was in, but she was a great person and we were able to put her into a different seat within the company, and she's so much happier now. So, you know, that's a guiding principle that has been really great for us. So the early days were firstly believing that I had a business when I had been able to help people. Also understanding how do I commercialize that, and how do I really get people to believe that this is going to work when I've got no track record of that from a company perspective. You know, just because my friends and family have invested in me doesn't exactly create a commercial case, you know, for people. And, you know, I'm really conscious, Kizzy, that people are coming to me with their future earnings. You know, most of my clients are looking for financial security in retirement. And while property, mostly the way I deal with it, property is a long game, it's important if they're wanting financial security that they have the opportunity to build a property portfolio. Now, the key to